poll, more Americans view DOGE favorably than unfavorably. By Hannah Knudsen on February 22, 2025. More Americans view the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, favorably than unfavorably. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked respondents, do you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE? Overall, 39% view DOGE favorably, more than the 36% who do not view it favorably. One quarter are still unsure. Republicans view DOGE the most favorably, 70%, with just 12% viewing it unfavorably. A majority of Democrats are against DOGE, 63%, compared to 16% who view it favorably. 3 in 10 independents, 31%, view DOGE favorably compared to 35% who do not. Another 34% remain unsure. The survey was taken February 16 to 18, 2025, among 1,603 respondents. It has a +3.3% margin of error. DOGE has continued to uncover a trove of government waste, providing updates on its website as well as on X. On February 15, for example, DOGE listed several ways taxpayer dollars were supposed to be used but have since been cancelled. This includes $10 million for Mozambique voluntary medical male circumcision, $2.3 million for strengthening independent voices in Cambodia, $40 million for gender equality and women empowerment hub, $14 million for social cohesion in Mali, $2.5 million for inclusive democracies in Southern Africa, $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia, and more. In another update, DOGE noted that schools spent nearly $200 billion in coronavirus relief funds with little oversight or impact on students. $393,000 to rent out a Major League Baseball stadium, $86,000 in Caesars Palace hotel rooms, $60,000 in swimming pool passes, and even an ice cream truck. All of this money was drawn with zero documentation, it noted. There is $4 billion left and the new at USITGOV is setting a simple new rule, all grantees must provide receipts for every purchase before funding is released. DOGE has also set up over 24 affiliates to help identify waste in virtually every major government agency.